Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. Boy, we've got a great group here in the studio and on the telephone. Dr. Karen Dater is the chair of the TREE team for Al Gore's Climate Reality Leadership. And also John Friedman, the co-chair of Save Your Ash, A-S-H, by the way, coalition and president of the North River Commission. And by telephone, wherever he happens to be, it is Alderman Andre Vasquez of the 40th Ward. Hello, Alderman. I want to start with you. Hi, Alderman.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Doing all right. Glad to be on. Thanks for having me.
So before we talk about trees, and this topic really is important, but before we talk about that, I want to ask you about this. I just came back from New York City, and everywhere you go in New York City, everywhere you go, go to a restaurant, go to a museum, go to, we saw a taping of the Stephen Colbert show. Go anywhere, anywhere. I was there to speak at a conference. You want to get into the conference? You need to show you're vaccinated. And they want the original vaccine form. They're serious about this. The result, though, is less COVID in New York than Chicago, first of all. And secondly, a feeling of comfort, I think, as well. Can we ever see this in Chicago, or should we? How do you feel about it?
I think we can and we should. So this is something that, you know, even in the beginning of COVID and once we got the vaccinations, some of us in the council were very clear that we need to do whatever is the safest possible option. So I'm in support of it. I think what we've seen in this council here in Chicago is you tend to get mixed results when it comes to talking about issues like this, even though to me they're clear cut.
Well, it is clear cut, and the facts are clear cut. Do you think we can get to that point? But things are so divisive as far as the vaccine, even though it's a public health issue, it shouldn't be a political football.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we saw with the vaccine mandate, it was actually something that was contentious in the council. I think we can. I think it definitely is about the city council members feeling that public pressure from their constituents. You know, for those of us that are already there, that should be easy. But I think people need to hear from constituents across the board to get us there.
All right, very good. I wanted to ask you that, but I want to ask you this as well. We're going to be talking about trees right now. And when the folks who are in the studio with me, Dr. Dater and John Friedman, came to you and said, trees, you are the alderman among, and they're telling me this before we started, among all the other aldermen that stood up first and said, this is really important. Why did this resonate with you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, part of it, I think I've got a 6 and 8 year old, so thinking about the climate and the future of our planet, I think those are things that are always kind of not in the background, but it adds to the larger context of the conversation. But really, part of my role in being someone who's representative of my constituents, it was something we were hearing, right? There were neighbors organizing in block clubs and in neighborhoods in the 40th Ward to inoculate trees on their own. And so when I got word from our neighbors and from the Save Your Ash Coalition, I just know that that's part of my job, right? If that's what I hear from my constituents, it's incumbent upon me to do the work necessary to accomplish things. So thankfully, the groups had all the information on the ground. They made the case to me in a way that makes perfect sense, that we need a responsible way of going forward on this. So I was happy to help.
All right, let's explain what we're talking about. We're talking about saving ash trees. What are ash trees and why are they dying? What's the issue?
Well, ash trees are one of the most significant trees in the Chicago green infrastructure. Originally, they composed 20% of the population of the city trees. There was die-off when the emerald ash borer, which is an a beetle that was brought in from China earlier in this century, and infested the trees and it kills the trees without treatment. But there is a very environmentally safe treatment called triage that can be used to preserve these trees in perpetuity. And it's a very low-cost treatment, much less cost to treat them than to cut them down and let them die and then have to remove them. I'll let them die, cut them down, and have to remove them. So it's a program that the city ran very successfully for, 8-10 years, but they stopped the program. And we just can't accept that. There's no reason for these large, mature trees to die. There's 50,000 of them on city parkways. That's a lot of infrastructure to lose.
Let me explain that John Friedman, who you're hearing, is the co-chair of the Save Your Ash Coalition. What is that?
It's an organization of community groups, businesses, older people, other officials that are all working to save these trees. They realize that the tree canopy in Chicago is so important to maintain and preserve for future generations. We just really can't afford to let these trees die.
Well, you know, we have the Chicago Blackhawks, we have the Chicago Bulls, the Chicago Bears, Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox. I didn't know we had a clean air or clean tree team, Dr. Dater. But apparently we do.
I think you mean a climate reality team.
That's what I said, yes.
So I'm the chair of the climate reality tree team for Metro Chicago. Please join us.
Anybody? And where do you, is this at the United Center? You play at Wrigley Field? Where do you play?
We're a group of volunteers, and so we're virtual. So anybody that's interested could join us on ChicagoRealityChicago.com if anybody is interested in learning more about our program or joining any action that we're working on. And the tree team is working to help protect and try to secure inoculations
for the trees.
For the ash trees.
Yeah, we need mandated vaccines for them as well, I suppose. Why is this important? What if the ash trees were left to their own devices and nobody came along to treat the trees? Then do they all die? Is that inevitable because of the insect disease you're talking about, Karen?
Some trees may survive, but the majority of them will die. And as John was saying, you know, the ash trees are a huge proportion of our parkway trees and our urban tree canopy. And so to lose them, we can't really replace them by planting new trees, just one off for each tree we lose. For every tree that's planted in Chicago, for every 10 trees that are planted, only 5 survive past 13 years. And for trees to provide public benefits, they really need to be more mature trees. So trees are kind of silent champions of the environment. They clean our air. They clean out pollution. They enhance mental health. They increase attention. They help you heal better.
Well, I want to talk about all of those things, and we will when we come back. And we're going to be talking more with Alderman Vasquez as well, as we are all about saving your ash. I love that. 217 on WGN. So I am not going to read their titles again. I'll just call you guys tree huggers. I don't think that's a bad thing. And I'm including the alderman in that, Alderman Andre Vasquez of the 40th Ward. Alderman, I understand that you had no problem getting many of your colleagues on board with this notion of saving ash trees in Chicago. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say it was no problem, but we definitely had, we were able to successfully get 42 members out of the 50-member council to sign on.
Well, that's so,
you know,
huge.
It's just a little bit of work. Yeah. Thanks. And honestly, thanks to the group. Had Save Your Ash Coalition not really worked that hard to get the awareness, it would have been that much harder to get the signature. So a lot of respect and a lot of gratitude goes to them.
Of course, it's not a deal until it's a done deal. If you're a Chicagoan, you know that's the case, of course. So we'll see what happens. Yep. When does the council vote on this particular part? Or if you approve the budget as a whole, this is automatically rolled in?
So, and unfortunately, neither of those are kind of what's happening. So the resolution we put together allows us to have a subject matter hearing on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
I did secure during the budget conversations a commitment from the budget director to help identify the funds once we get the plan together. So currently, I've been in conversations with the commissioner of the Streets and Sanitation Department to identify what their current plan is as it pertains to the ash trees, because I want to make sure that in all fairness, that we find out what plan they actually have and then figure out what component of that inoculation would play a part in. So currently we're in those conversations, but we did secure a commitment to identify funding for it, and we know that the council has support. So right now it's about really talking to the department and the Bureau of Forestry, which is under Streets and Sand, to figure out what their plan actually is, show us the data, show us what you're seeing, and then let's have a real conversation of what it looks like to integrate ash tree inoculation to make sure that if there are new trees being planted, that they're done in a way that allows them to actually grow and mature, because, as the doctor said, you can't remove all these ash trees or allow them to die and then think that you're going to have the canopy that Chicago is really should be proud of.
Now, if everything was left to its own devices and the ash trees were not inoculated, One concern that I have, well, it's wonderful that there are communities that have volunteered to save the trees. Those tend to be communities with resources financially to do this. That leaves so many right. communities out of the entire picture. And arguably, and I will ask you this, Dr. Dater, first, and then I want the alderman to comment on it. I think we know that trees are beneficial in all sorts of ways that people never cognitively wake up in the morning and think about and say, hey, there's a tree outside my window. But it turns out trees are beneficial, and that really shouldn't matter where we live.
Yes, there's a huge social equity issue. In cities in general, lower income areas have 25% less tree cover. So to lose a portion of that would really adversely impact certain communities more than others. And trees provide multiple benefits. Environmental ones in terms of heat and cooling benefits to those areas in terms of sequestering water. There's a huge mental health and health impact, too, where they help people feel better, actually, literally. They help you heal faster. They help people pay attention more. They just have a myriad of benefits.
So people know you're a doctor of...
I'm a clinical social worker.
Right, so yeah. You know this stuff. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, here's something that I believe is true that isn't probably in your wheelhouse of expertise, but I believe it is true. It's in your tree wheelhouse that flooding is a problem in lots of Chicago, and having trees actually helps with all that because they take in a lot of water.
Yes, they sequester water for neighborhoods, too. So, yes, they basically help in almost every aspect of our life. They support local biodiversity. They really are champions of the environment in just every way I can think of.
Now, I would assume, Alderman, that the Department of Forestry and Streets and Sanitation would be all for this. That's common sense to me. Is that really the case?
Not necessarily. And actually, in some budget hearings, we had to, like, really call them to task to identify why they hadn't continued the ash tree inoculation, right? And so... some of the mindset here, and that's what we're working to kind of fight against, to be honest, is that some people view the inoculation as added expense because in their mindset, the trees are inevitably going to die. And that's not necessarily the case. And I think if you start from that mindset, you look at any expenditure as that, as an expense. But what we recognize is those are investments in community, they're investments in our environment, and they're really a responsible way to move forward because if you don't inoculate and the trees get weak and then they fall and they die, that's going to have liability consequences, right? If you see trees falling on people's cars or on, we had a situation where a branch fell in a senior's backyard and broke their table, right? So there are a lot of things that it makes sense to have this investment. I think to your point, there's a great point to be made about the inequality and having to rely on people who have means to try to inoculate the trees. And when we have communities that haven't been invested in the first place over really decades here in Chicago, to then imagine them barren of trees because they're all dying only further exacerbates the issue of inequity we see in Chicago.
Absolutely. I understand that. At the end of the day, if the aldermen say this has got to be, doesn't the Department of Streets and San have to say, okay, this is what they budgeted for, this is what we have to do, because 50 aldermen and the mayor are our boss.
Yes, and so that's the case that we're making. I think, there's a small number of us that have been spearheading the conversation. We definitely got more people on board to the idea. Now it's about implementing it and looking at the funding necessary to do so. You know, that requires a little bit of lifting, but I think we've actually come a long way to get a commitment from the budget director to get them any alders on board. So now it's really about continuing to push on that, knowing that, you know, the inoculations could begin as early as the next spring. So between now and then, we want to make sure we get that secured and have a plan in place that is responsible, that does conserve our trees, that keeps our canopy, that provides the shade people need in the summer in some neighborhoods. And so that's what we're going to continue to push on.
He is for inoculations of people and trees. And very enthusiastically
right.
So, yes. Now, John Friedman, if people want to learn more about this and, as the alderman pointed out, say, okay, I'm going to contact my alderman because I want my city to have trees. And I suppose, yes, we're talking ash trees, but it's also about a philosophy here as well. One which, incidentally, I mentioned New York City before. They get it, you know, so maybe we'll catch on. How can people learn more about it?
The best way, and there's two things you should do. If your alderman is supportive of the inoculation.
But you might not know. So.
Well, there is a way to know. Go up to our website, saveyourash.org.
Save your what?
Saveyourash, with an H, .org. And there is a list of all 50 aldermen and whether or not they supported the initial resolution that the Alderman Vasquez presented. If they were supportive, I'd call them and congratulate them, thank them for the effort, and request their additional support. And if they didn't support the resolution, ask them why. What do they got against tree canopies? You know, with giving all the benefits. And there's a lot of other information on the site also.
Yes, and Alderman, from what I understand, Chicago budget-wise is in a financial position we haven't been in a good way in a long time. So if there's any year to this, I would think now would be the time.
That is absolutely right. With the federal funding that's been provided from the federal government, there are funds to be able to appropriate to do so. So this is absolutely the right time for neighbors to, exactly as John said, thank the folks who signed on, ask them what the next steps are, and for those who haven't signed on, ask them why, and just let them know, like, not that they're unnoticed, but that the neighbors are watching and that they're attentive to what's going on, because that will cause people to move if they haven't already.
All right. Alderman Vasquez, thank you so much. John Friedman of the Save Your Ash Coalition, thank you. And Dr. Karen Dater, thank you as well.
Thank you, Steve.
And we'll follow the story, actually. So keep us informed about what your successes, and we believe it will be successes, continue to be. Chicago will be better for it.